A few months before I came to Catalina Island for the Transom Story Workshop, I found a piece of Catalina pottery. It was in an antique store near my home in Oregon. What I found was a large dish in the shape of a palm leaf. It's smooth and glazed light blue. I'm not particularly into pottery, but this dish pulled me in. I didn't know it at the time, but there's a lot more to the pottery than I realized. Do you want to show me some of your pottery now? Some of your favorite pieces? Or
well,
sand. I'll show you some of the tiles.
Okay. My interest in the pottery led me to Sandy Putnam. Sandy's an island native. She's been collecting and restoring pottery for over 50 years.
I love this because it's just such a sampler of every...
When you walk into Sandy Putnam's home on Catalina Island, the first thing you notice is the pottery. You can't help but notice it. Vases, plates, figurines. It's everywhere.
Yeah, that is some of the pottery up
cool.
there.
Yeah, I see it all
around. All
here.
Of this is some of the pottery. And I've got a lot more, and there's a lot in there. But
I thought the dish I found was pretty stunning until I went to Sandy's house. Several large jugs, waist high and burnt orange colored, sit in the corner. A few hand-painted plates, one of a Native American man in a feathered headdress, bent on one knee, bow extended, hangs on the wall. Sandy points out a large folding table set up in the corner, stacked with various pieces that she explains are pieces for sale. Another side table holds assorted dishes, jugs, and other pieces waiting for repair. Sandy uses some of the pieces. Other objects are just for display, like the busts of the seven peasant women on the mantle above the fireplace.
So this is my army of peasant women.
These ones on your mantle here?
Sandy's family moved to Catalina in 1919. It was right after William Wrigley Jr. bought the island. He purchased Catalina with the goal of setting up an affordable island paradise.
He wanted a resort where the average person, the guy who bought his 5-cent pack of gum, could come and enjoy.
Sandy's grandfather was a plumbing foreman at the Wrigley Mansion in Pasadena. Wrigley himself asked her grandfather to move to the island. He wanted a select group of tradesmen to develop Catalina. Wrigley opened Catalina Clay Products in 1927. They manufactured brightly colored tile and bricks used in the new buildings and roads on the island. The Spanish colonial revival style was popular at the time. You know the style. Red bricks, white stucco, colorful mosaics. The factory also provided employment to island residents, which Sandy says was desperately needed at the time.
I mean, there's a lot of stories about it. It really started because he got stuck in the mud someplace and decided to make something with the mud.
Sandy was born several years after the factory closed in 1937. She grew up in a town full of pottery and tile. She says at a young age she learned how to tell the difference between Catalina pottery and other pottery.
I grew up in Avalon, and you know, there was nothing much to do as a kid but walk up and down the front street, and you get to the point you know all of the patterns. If you spend years walking up and down that street, you're going to get a pretty good idea of what patterns are out there.
In the 1960s, Sandy went to college at Georgetown. Around this time, she started collecting pottery. Why? Well, she says that the pottery is essential to the island's history, and she's made it her life's work to collect pieces. The demand and prices for the pottery have decreased recently, but this doesn't bother her. For Sandy, it's always been about the history, not the money.
I'm a collector first. My showroom is the countertop and the dining room.
After college, she returned to the island. She moved into her family's home, the same home that she lives in today. It was built in 1927 and contains a lot of original Catalina tile and brick. But Sandy's life isn't entirely consumed by pottery. She's traveled the world. She manages a few rental houses on the island. She speaks 4 languages. Actually, make that 5 languages. She's currently planning a trip to China and is learning Mandarin to prepare.
You're learning Chinese?
I hope so.
But it's safe to say that her primary focus is collecting pottery. She also learned to restore pottery in the 80s so she could fix her own pieces. But word got out. Now, people from all over the island and the world bring her pieces to fix. She uses supplies you'd expect. Glue, epoxy, brushes. She also uses clay harvested from the island. Mysterious clay, it turns out.
This is island clay. Somebody brought this to me recently.
Okay.
The woman who gave it to me, it's her secret, one of her secret places. But there are different colored clays on different parts of the island.
She also uses airbrush paint to match the glazes. She can't replicate the original glazes, since many contained lead and uranium.
But of course, it was back in the 30s, so you have lead content, uranium in the orange color, and there are people who are a little concerned about that color. I don't think it's that high a content. I'm not concerned about it, but some people are afraid of it.
Sandy's not afraid of the uranium and the glazes, but one thing that worries her is young people leaving the island and not returning. She's worried the history of the pottery in the island will get lost. But fortunately, two local artists, Mallory Saldana and Robin Cassidy, are also working on the pottery and tile. And of course, there's Sandy, who doesn't look like she's going to stop anytime soon. I thought our tour was over when she showed me the pottery inside her house, but then she took me outside. She showed me a long staircase that runs the entire length of the house. It's covered in tile, in every color that was made by the factory.
Descanso green, which is a pretty strong green, and white. And then they did do some black, and there's some other.
For the Transom Story Workshop on Catalina Island and KISL, I'm Whitney Donaldson.